Thanks.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Of course, the genesis of all of this was the impact on fuel prices thanks to the American and Israeli attacks on Iran. We're now in the midst of a two-week ceasefire, which is looking ever more fragile with every passing day. Washington has accused Tehran of breaching promises on the Straits of Hormuz. Israel has struck Lebanon with attacks that Iran claim violate the truce. Alistair Bunkle is with us, who's Sky International correspondent. Alistair, when we are only, 36 hours or a little more into the truce and both sides are saying the other is violating it, it doesn't bode well.
No, I mean, ceasefires are always very shaky things, and this one in particular. And there have been violations, I think, by most sides. The Israelis, I mean, the big one is the question of Lebanon, which the Iranians say is part of a ceasefire deal. The Israelis, and actually backed by the Americans, say it is not part of the ceasefire deal. And so that is continuing and causing some sort of, and being somewhat antagonistic to the Iranians as well. All that said, you know, I get a sense that despite these kind of bits and bobs going on, if not, you know, I don't want to sort of underplay them, that actually there is still momentum for talks to happen in Islamabad over the weekend. I certainly think that's the case on the American side. I've come to the conclusion that Donald Trump wants out of this war now. He doesn't want it to continue. He needs to find a way out of it where he can declare some sort of legitimate victory. He's not there yet. And actually, I think the Iranians see themselves in a reasonably strong position going into these talks, and they would like the talks to go ahead as well.
And does that mean effectively that, as Iran has done previously, that you just play this out so that it lasts for months and months and months, and eventually the dogs continue to bark and the caravan moves on?
Yeah, very possibly. And possibly that would even suit Donald Trump as well, to basically move the news agenda, move the world onto something different. But the Iranians, you know, they will believe they've got a stronger hand because Donald Trump has played his. I mean, he's been very clear that he, you know, he wants out now. This war lasted probably for a little bit longer than he wanted it to. It went a lot worse than he's prepared to admit, but everybody knows. And so, you know, the Iranians, I think, will try and drive a hard bargain. What they've put down in their 10-point list, well, you know, it's pretty unrealistic, quite frankly, lifting all the sanctions, keeping highly enriched uranium, all U.S. forces, not just those involved in the war, but all U.S. forces evacuating the Middle East, for example. You know, there's going to have to be a lot of compromise. And whether or not that is possible, I am skeptical. But the Iranians will drive quite a hard bargain on this. And I think the Israelis, who are not directly involved in the talks, they are not happy at all. They are privately trying to put a brave face on it, but I've not known them to be quite as subdued as they are now, and they will continue to take actions in Lebanon, I'm pretty sure, in order to make progress on that front, if not on the Iranian front.
Alistair Bunkle, thank you very much. Alistair Bunkle there, Sky International correspondent.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.